You're out, Mickey. Out of business. Chalky White's taking over.
What am I supposed to tell my partners?
Thrives a Packard, he said.
But it wasn't Chalky. You hung a fella works for him.
What do you say, Mr. White?
You tell Nucky Thompson it's gonna take a lot more than 10 grand to get me to fuck him over.
I wanna introduce you to someone. Odette, this is Richard Harrell.
Come on, baby.
It was an oversight, that's all.
You watch the door. You drive my car.
Don't move!
You're sure these are the guys who held you up?
Absolutely.
The D'Alessio brothers.
What do you want me to do?
You need me to spell it out?
Kill them?
Yes.
Hello?
Jimmy, my God.
It was nice to see you, old boy.
Supervisor Elliot, he thinks we're being obsessive about the Hans Schroeder case.
We have a witness that can place Darmody at the scene of the murders.
Mayor Bacharach, he's weak and losing ground.
Run somebody else for mayor. Mayor Edward Bader.
I'll be in touch.
D'Alessio's being backed by Rothstein and Luciano. Can you bail me out? The legal system's not your ticket to freedom.
I wish there was a way I could help.
You can help us get the women's vote.
Shouldn't you wait until the amendment actually passes?
I'm an eternal optimist. Edge here as it is.
I'm sorry. It's not comfortable to sleep with. I'm sorry. He said he had to make water. And if I didn't pull over, he'd do it right there. In his trousers, on the car seat.
You should have let him.
Nelson.
I had to go myself, sir. It's almost 4 hours drive to Manhattan. I'd had several cups of coffee. I stopped the car, relieved myself, then unlocked Winslow's handcuffs.
In other words, you dispensed with protocol.
To not do so would have meant unbuttoning his trousers and
touching his Johnson with your fingers.
Yes, sir.
So in service to your own modesty, you ended up killing our witness.
You will not be told again, Nelson.
Nothing in his demeanor led me to believe that he'd attack me, sir.
The man was a felon.
You anything else to say?
I know I fouled up. But killing that prisoner, it'll haunt me for the rest of my days.
You acted in self-defense. You've been exonerated. Take a week's leave. Get some rest.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
That is all.
Have you any idea, Nelson, the embarrassment this incident has brought upon the department?
I take full responsibility for Winslow's death, sir.
That's fine, Nelson, because that's precisely where I place the blame. I told you I wanted numbers, arrests relating to alcohol.
Winslow's confession is a direct link to Nucky Thompson.
Winslow is dead. His confession is useless hearsay.
I'll have another crack at Darmody.
Darmody has been released for lack of evidence. Thompson's lawyers are swarming like hornets.
He committed murder on a direct order.
For God's sakes, man, you have bungled this from the start!
This is your last chance, Nelson. One more misstep and you'll be hunting moonshiners down in the Everglades.
Stop.
There's coffee. Your mother took Tommy to Charles for an ice cream.
He's a good boy. It's nice. Skin tones.
Thank you.
I also like the other one, the lady with the flowers.
I didn't even think you noticed.
Over in Europe, the war, art, painting, poetry. 2 weeks in the trench and you forget that there's anything beautiful in a civilized world. That's better.
Thank you.
anything on the ratification?
It's all in the hands of Tennessee.
One more state, then women will have the right to vote. You look doubtful.
I don't want you to be disappointed. The South, they're not exactly known for their forward thinking down there.
You'll drive him, Mr. Kessler's here.
5 minutes.
I don't mean to be cruel, but...
He's a war hero, Margaret.
He frightens the children.
He's here for your protection. For their protection.
These men who are after you, has anything been done?
It's being handled.
By the sheriff?
And his deputies.
Perhaps the children and I should go away for a while.
That won't be necessary. Besides, I'd miss you too much.
Is this what it means to be in charge? People shooting at you.
Success breeds enemies, which you'll discover soon enough after women win the vote.
Stock prices over the ticker. Racing results by wire. Soon radio, I'm told, will transmit news stories within minutes of their occurrence. It's the age of information. And a businessman lives and sometimes dies on its value. Do you know why I'm a successful gambler, Mr. Doyle?
Because you're lucky?
He's lucky. I create my luck. I'm a successful gambler because I never bet on an event whose outcome I'm not sure of in advance.
Like the World Series. You put the fix in.
I employ research, fact-finding.
Due diligence, the lawyers call it.
Which brings me to Nucky Thompson, the man you said you know everything about.
How was I supposed to know a chauffeur carries a gun?
Have you been listening to a single word I've said? Sheer and utter incompetence. A woman is shot, an innocent tourist, no less, and you've tipped my hand to Thompson.
Boardwalk at night, do it in public. We figure it sends a message.
You sent the message, all right, that you're idiots.
Devil's food.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I'll kill that prick myself, Mr. Rothstein.
We'll bring you his head if you want.
Your grandstanding is commendable, but I have to say, I'm less than convinced.
We have bad information, like you said. How can we make it up to you?
Nothing says I'm sorry like money.
$2.5 million people in Chicago alone. Figure half of them are men. Half of those are adult men. And there's my point. With over 500,000 potential customers who want to drink whiskey and fuck, why ain't we making more money? Fuck you doing? You listening?
What?
You listening?
Yeah, the money.
Mr. Torrio, Jay Kusick.
Sure, send him in. There's a beer, Baron.
You're giving the coos away. I had to park all the way up Wabash.
Well, exercise will kill you.
You get enough exercise carrying your dough.
All this from the roof.
I go home stinking of beer, but who's complaining?
When he ran the brothel, he stunk a pussy.
So long as it ain't Kugel, the wife stays off my back.
I wanted to talk to you about expanding, and not just your waistline either. John. Have you seen...
Turkish.
Before you come in, I was saying, a lot of money being left on the table. As far as I'm concerned, the whole north side is wide open. There's entire 10-block stretches without a single cat house or place to get a drink. Fuck is this?
It's a load from the joke shop.
What are you, 12 years old?
It's a joke, I'm sorry.
You're sorry, you're sorry fucking moron.
I thought you'd have a laugh.
I'm in the middle of a fucking meeting.
We'll talk Saturday. Your kid's, what do you call it?
Bar mitzvah.
Yeah. This ain't no fucking grade school.
He's grotesque, James. And believe me, I've seen my share of freak shows.
Apparently, it's a big improvement over how he looked before the surgery.
Try explaining that to a 4-year-old. From now on, when he's in the house, just tell him to keep the mask on.
Mickey Doyle.
What about him?
To see you.
Here?
Shall I frisk him?
You're Tom Mix all of a sudden? You do it.
Mickey. Hey. How you been?
What do you want, Mickey?
Come on, Nuck. I come to you hat in hand. I came to apologize is all. I got rattled when you took my operation.
So you pick yourself up by the bootstraps.
Yeah. But I told you, I have partners.
So?
The D'Alessio brothers.
From Philly?
Mm-hmm.
They're your partners.
Mm-hmm.
I should throw you out that fucking window.
I'm sorry. I didn't know what I was planning.
You're not half as sorry as you're gonna be.
I can help. That's why I come here. I'll tell you everything I know.
Get him a drink. I should piss in it.
Started months back, after I got out of jail. They wanted their dough, which I didn't have. So they got the idea to put Chalky out of business.
The lynching, that was them?
Mm-hmm. They robbed your ward boss, too, the fat one. Plus a casino.
They shot my brother, Mickey. Took a shot at me.
I know it. They're gonna shoot me, Nuck. I know that, too.
How?
They're always jabbering in Italian, laughing at me behind my back, right to my face.
And Luciano, how does he figure in?
Your mother didn't tell you?
Watch your step, Mickey.
He's got this kid, some sheeny named Lansky. He approached Chalky, made him an offer. But it was really just a what's it.
A ruse?
That's the ticket. To find out how many bottles he's moving.
Why does he want to know that?
What do you think? For information. This is all on orders from Rothstein. He wants to muscle in, take over the liquor business in Atlantic City.
Ruining baseball isn't enough? Get Chalky on the phone.
For what?
Eddie's on the line.
God damn it. Eddie! Hang up the goddamn phone.
That was Trenton. It just came over the wire. The women have received the permission to vote.
I built that palace and the Emerald City too, remarked the wizard in a thoughtful tone. And I'd like to see them again, for I was very happy among the Munchkins and Winkies and Quadlings and Killigans. Who are they? Asked the boy. The four nations that inhabit the Land of Oz, was the reply.
Sorry.
Mr. Harrow. We are reading The Wizard of Oz by Frank Baum.
Yes.
Please join us if you'd like.
Thank you.
I wonder if they would treat me nicely if I went there again. Of course they would, declared Dorothy. They are still proud of their former wizard and often speak of you kindly. Do you happen to know whatever became of the Tin Woodsman and the Scarecrow? He inquired. They live in Oz yet, said the girl, and are very important people.
Yeah, the Tin Woodsman. That's me. I think I need some oil.
Mama, it's really him.
Why, yes, dear. Directly from Oz. And who better to have in our house than the mighty Tin Woodsman?
I won't insult you by asking if you want any. But I hope you don't mind if I have a taste. Good news just isn't the same without it.
Annabelle offered me some earlier.
Does that mean I shouldn't try again?
Well, it is a special occasion.
And that it is.
Thank you.
To the women's vote.
You've caught up with Ireland at last.
It's your country too, you know. You're aware, of course, of all the Republican Party has done for social progress. Emancipation, prohibition. We backed the women's vote early.
Because you saw an opportunity.
A simple thank you would be fine.
Thank you.
Sunday, at the League of Women Voters luncheon, Mayor Bacharach will be announcing that he won't be seeking re-election. I'd like you to tell the ladies why Edward Bader should be his replacement.
And why should he be?
Because he's the right man for the job.
The owner of a construction business.
Who's going to help me build great things for the people of the city?
But how does that qualify him to be mayor?
Andrew Johnson was a tailor, and he became president.
Wasn't he impeached?
That's completely beside the point.
What am I meant to say?
That it's time for a change. That it's a new Republican Party. The cronyism, the incompetence, the violence in our streets. All that's a thing of the past.
Is it?
What do you mean?
If Bader is elected, what happens to the county treasurer?
Me? I'm not going anywhere.
You will control the new mayor just like the old one.
I don't control anyone, Margaret. I'm more of an overseer. For this city to work, for business to be done over the long haul, there needs to be cooperation, continuity of leadership. As county treasurer, I provide that continuity. Fletcher and these other Democrats, they'd be starting from scratch.
You're asking me to lie about Bader's qualifications.
I'm asking you to be realistic. This isn't some fantasy world like in one of those children's books. It's a real place with real people. And sometimes, to make it run properly, we need to tell those people what they want to hear. This is important, Margaret. Not just for the Republican Party. It's important for you, too.
Tommy, look.
This is where we got you. They cooked you up in one of those incubators, wrapped you up in a diaper, and then we took you home.
You're fooling me.
Fooling you.
Hey, where are you going? Tommy, come here.
You want some taffy?
That's Mommy's kissing friend.
What'd you say?
Mommy's kissing friend.
Kissing friend.
Son of a bitch.
Jimmy, what's wrong?
Ask your son.
Wendell, I'm gonna need you to be very still, like a statue in a museum.
With my wife.
That's not true.
When I was away in the war.
No! Jimmy, please!
Daddy! Stop it. Daddy!
Coming?
Ma'am.
Agent Van Alden.
May I come in?
Of course, yes. Please. This is Mr. Harrow.
I'm a federal agent. I need to speak privately with Mrs. Schroeder.
I'll be out back with the children.
Mrs. Schroeder, I'm going to show you a photograph. I'd like to know if you recognize this girl.
Is this meant to be a joke?
I find nothing funny about it.
That's me. Taken at Ellis Island.
After your long journey from Kerry.
That's right.
When I look at this girl, I see hope, yearning, a promise for a new life, the promise of America. What happened to that girl, Mrs. Schroeder?
Am I to be deported? I'm a citizen of this country now.
Mrs. Schroeder, you are consorting with a murderer, the man who killed the father of your children.
That's not true.
It is true. He's a panderer and a criminal.
Mr. Thompson is one of the most...
Your life doesn't have to be like this. And I know you don't want it to be.
You don't know me at all.
I can see into your soul, Margaret. At night, when I look at this picture.
Give me that photograph.
Listen to me.
How dare you lecture me? You gained entrance to my home on the pretense of official business.
when your true intentions are obviously something quite different.
Is this the life you want? I can offer you salvation.
I want you to leave now.
I came here to save you. Not from prosecution, but from the fires of hell that will surely await you should you fail to repent.
Find us some seats.
Hey, who's this handsome man?
Hello.
Hey.
You must wear a hat in the synagogue.
It's a sign of respect.
To wear it's a sign of respect?
Yes.
Wear a hat in church, then box your ears in.
In the Jewish religion, men wear a yarmulke to remind us that God is above us. You're a friend of the bar mitzvah?
Jake?
Mr. Guzik's son.
Yeah, I'm an associate of Jake's. Hey. So this party, what is it exactly?
When a Jewish boy reaches 13... he becomes a son of the commandment. And this celebration affirms his obligations as a man.
Why, 13?
Do you not feel it's old enough to be held accountable for your actions?
I know the state does. That's why they got reform school.
All of us who are worth anything spend our manhood unlearning the follies of our youth.
Gentlemen, we're about to begin.
Okay. You should wear a yarmulke.
What's wrong with this?
You're a man. Yet you wear the cap of a boy.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim Menashan lanu es torasho Baruch ata Adonai, Noten ha-Torah.
Amen.
Chag ha-Sukkos, Ta'ase lecho shiv'as yomim, Ba'ospecho migornecho u'mikvecho. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha-olam, Asher nasan lanu Torah's emes, V'chaye olbam nata besochenu, Baruch ata Adonai nosen ha-Torah.
Amen.
Baruch sheptorani me'onsho shelo zeh.
Mazel tov. Mazel
tov.
Meyer Lansky. That's the kid who came to see you.
Told me his name was Michael Lewis.
So he doesn't have to change the monogram on his shirts. He's in cahoots with Arnold Rothstein and this family of Dagos out of Philly.
Charlie Luciano, too.
Those the boys who shot you?
Among other things.
They shot at him. They were not successful.
Why are you still here?
If there will be nothing else.
Sorry I'm late.
What'd you do to your hand?
I slammed it in the icebox.
I want you to meet with Lansky. Mickey here will arrange it. Tell him you accept his offer.
What offer?
Whatever offer he makes.
Tell him you're unhappy. Nucky's not treating you right.
That shouldn't be too hard to believe.
You're lucky to be alive, you fucking Polak.
Promise them as much liquor as they want. And tell them they'll need all their men to haul the load.
The idea is to get as many of them in the same place as we can.
Remembering, of course, it was me. Set it up.
So, when all is said and done, what you fixing to do about Mr. Rothstein?
I'm going to make him the richest corpse in New York.
And go, though I must, I assure you I do so with a heavy heart. But behind my sadness, there is also great pride in what we have achieved as a community. And a great optimism.
It's perfectly natural to be nervous. Just remember to breathe.
It's not nerves, exactly.
Did you eat a good breakfast?
I've got no appetite.
You'll be fine. The first time I had to make one of these speeches, I was a wreck. After a while, you can get up there and sell snake oil.
And my love for public service shall never cease. Ladies, it is now my great pleasure to introduce Mrs. Margaret Schroeder.
Bacharach, and thank you, ladies. You will surely be missed. When I was first asked to speak to you today, I confess I was at once flattered and terrified. Surely an immigrant to this great country, a former parlour maid, could have little to contribute to political discourse. But when I heard I was to speak in support of Edward Bader for mayor, I put my trepidations aside and decided to speak to you from the heart. I first met Mr. Bader socially in his capacity as head of the city's largest construction firm. Mr. Bader is quite literally a builder, a man of great vision, where other men see an empty lot, he sees a hospital. Where other men see an overgrown field, he sees a school for our children. And most importantly, perhaps, where other men see shop girls and chambermaids, Edward Bader sees voters. Ladies, our newly gained right also comes with great responsibility, a duty to use our power wisely, to elect men to office, worthy men, who will put the interest of our citizens first. With us as a foundation, women voters, our new mayor can do great things for Atlantic City. And who better to start with that foundation than a builder himself? Ladies, I give you our next mayor, Mr. Edward Bader.
That was wonderful.
Thank you, Mrs. Schroeder, for that rousing introduction. Ladies, I could not be more pleased than I am right now to join you here today and welcome you as meaningful partners in our great democracy. When I was approached to be part of this Republican ticket, I was not only humbled, but excited to continue my work for the men, the women, and the children of Atlantic City.
Drinks.
Mr. Toriel.
Where are you going?
Wherever you tell me. I'm here to apologize. The joke. The cigarette load. I was stupid.
You can't do that shit no more.
I know.
You know,
I brought you out here from Brooklyn for a reason, kid. I thought I saw something in you. A fellow like Gusick. 3 years ago, he's one in a cat house. Now look at him today. You gotta learn something from these Jews.
The brewery there. I hear they're looking for help.
His distribution's out of whack. The fella here now has got it all screwed up.
Maybe I can fix it.
No more monkey business, Al. Finito.
I hear you, Mr. Torrio. All I'm asking for is a chance. I'm ready to be responsible for my actions.
"22 years, I know Nucky Thompson. Back when the Commodore had this town. I ran the dice game here in Chicken Bone Beach. Nucky made the Commodore collection. Then one day, I seen the Commodore himself parade here for Mr. Booker T. Washington. Yeah. Chalky, he say? I got bad news. Now on, you got to pay me 7% of what you've been making. 7%, I say. I've been paying Nucky 12 long for 3 years now.
Oh, you'll prick that guy Thompson, huh?
That's putting it kind of, son.
He was skimming off the top.
Yes. Thank you. I get it. Well, I hope his reputation precedes him. But Mr. Rothstein doesn't do business like that. Chiseling your partners is short-sighted.
We'll look into the future.
These stills, this piss water you're bottling. Don't get me wrong, it's fine for some people. We're looking for the real stuff. Can you part with 500 cases a month?
You know I can, Mr. Lewis.
No offense. That was before Mr. Doyle here told us how unhappy you were.
Yeah, now that we know, you'll be our contact down Atlantic City.
I'll play your cards right. You can buy a packet for every day in a week.
Tomorrow late, we'll send trucks.
The money, too.
What about Nucky?
Fuck him.
By which he means, you're under the wing of Arnold Rothstein now.
New York Life don't offer protection that good.
One more thing. How you know I drive a packet?
Stopped by the hospital. They said you'd already left. He's sleeping. They gave him morphine. 5 broken ribs, his nose, a fractured jaw.
So sorry, Mary.
It's not your fault. It's mine.
Yours?
I should have left him months ago. I don't love him. This never would have happened.
It's not that easy. Not the same person I knew.
Come away with me. You and Tommy.
Where?
To Paris.
What about Robert?
He'll be fine. He'll recover from his injuries and move on with his life.
Jimmy will never let me go.
He'll never know where to find us. Imagine Tommy growing up along the Seine, speaking French.
He'd be nothing like his father. Or any of them.
Isidore Duncan has a school in Rue d'Antin. The children wear Grecian tunics. She inspires them to find their muses and free their spirits. There's a ship leaving once a month. Nous devons aller à Paris. Say it. What does it mean? We must go to Paris. Nous devons aller à Paris. And so we must.
Thank you, Deputy Halloran.
Could be Sheriff Halloran come November. If Eli's not better.
Children are asleep. Mrs. Charlton just left.
No trouble, I take it.
No. You're very obedient. The guard against intruders.
Mr. Harrow. I feel I owe you an apology. When you first came here to guard us, I treated you harshly. The truth is, your affliction frightened me.
People find it disconcerting.
It's unfair, and I'm sorry. We should judge the person on the inside.
I can't do that myself. So why should you be able to? Sometimes I forget what I look like. Then I pass a mirror and I remember. I stare sometimes at my face. I can't recall who I was before.
Whiskey. Again. May I join you?
Sure. Why not?
Cigarette?
What's your name, handsome?
Nelson.
I could use another drink, Nelson.
Here, Mr. Marlinsky. Say hello to Nucky Thompson.
How do you do?
We've already met, actually. You shot at me on the boardwalk.
You're confusing me with somebody else.
There's another Dago walking around with dog shit on his face? We're supposed to make a deal.
Why aren't you telling me these two motherfuckers that lynched my boy?
Because I hadn't confirmed it.
I got all the confirmation I need.
There are four more brothers, Chalky, plus Luciano. How are we supposed to get to them now?
Mr. Thompson, may I speak with you? I know we've only recently met, and my word doesn't count for much. But if you could see your way to letting me go, I'm quite certain I can work out an accommodation with Mr. Rothstein.
Mr. Rothstein made his bed.
Now you fellows can die in it.
Tough talk when he ain't in the room, huh?
What'd you say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you heard me. What I said was you, Mr. Thompson, and this coon here could all go fuck each other. Right. Oh, fucking tough guy. You gonna shoot me for mouthing off?
I wasn't going to, but you kind of talked me into it.
Anybody else?
Jesus Christ.
What do we do with him?
Leave him at the dump, the rest of the garbage.
My brothers come back. They're gonna string you up higher than they did that other fucking coon.
You can go now. And please, tell Mr. Rothstein what you saw here tonight.
Oh,
Is it?
It's late. What are you doing up?
I couldn't sleep.
I had business downtown. I would have called.
Business?
Plotting our strategy for the election. You did very well today. With your speech. You should get some rest. You had those ladies eating out of your hand.